Daily Good News, Volume 1, Chapter 89, Things to Remember When We Pray. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father. As we pray, the promise of God comes to our mind, brought there by the Holy Spirit. It may be that we can think of no special promise that exactly fits the case, but we can remember that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and that he gave himself for our sins. We may know that he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? We remember that God can speak of those things that are not as though they were. That is, if God gives a promise, it is as good as fulfilled already. And so we count the victory as already ours and begin to thank God for his exceeding great and precious promises. As our faith grasps these promises, we cannot help praising God, and while we are doing this, our minds are wholly taken from evil and the victory is ours. The Lord sets ambushes against the enemy. This shows Satan that we have obtained reinforcements, and as he has tested the power of the help granted to us, he knows that he can do nothing on that occasion, and so he leaves us. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. If you have faith and do not doubt, you will say to this mountain, "Be removed and be cast into the sea," and it will be done. And whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive.